In a few minutes, people behind the SAT college admissions test have come up with a new secret number. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, the trade war story changes moment to moment this morning. The Trump administration just now officially declared that automobile imports from Europe and Japan do threaten U.S. national security. But President Trump says the U.S. will give its trading partners 6 months before hiking import taxes on those cars. The twists and turns in the trade story are adding to market uncertainty. On Fridays, we consult Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FTN Financial here in New York. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
I mean, one of the things that makes it tough to make money decisions is how quickly this trade story changes moment to moment.
Well, it does. It makes it tricky, but I think we are starting to move from trading the hour-by-hour news and more thinking in terms of days and weeks. And partly that's because people are exhausted after an absolute whipsaw week.
All right, but you're an economist. Are higher tariffs going to significantly contribute to inflation, for instance?
A tariff is a tax increase. I've seen some economists saying it's going to add 0.5 to inflation. I'm highly skeptical. Last year, it was supposed to add 0.25%. It added essentially nothing. And the reason is that behavior changes. So you already have companies like Ford and GoPro and Cisco who have shifted their logistical supply chains. They don't have to worry about the tariff anymore. And that's already helping to keep inflation in check.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Thanks.
Thank you, David.
The already murky process of college admissions is getting a bit murkier. The College Board, the outfit behind the SAT, has begun assigning so-called adversity scores to student test results. The aim is to create more socioeconomic diversity on campuses by taking certain hardships into account. Colleges will see these scores. Applicants will not. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
This new score doesn't look at students' individual circumstances, but rather draws on data about where they live, like median income, education levels, and the number of single-parent families. And then also data about their school, like the share of seniors taking AP classes.
Many admissions officers would know certain schools and not know others, and this way it'll level the playing field a little bit.
Catherine Hill is an education researcher and past president of Vassar College.
That'll help them understand where the student is coming from and put other information in their application into context.
But unlike the SAT, students won't know their adversity scores. And that worries Kathy O'Neill, who runs an algorithmic auditing company called Orca.
So I think we should have access to our score. We should have access to an understanding of how they're being used. We should have the ability to correct them if they're wrong.
She says data that's used to make important decisions about a person shouldn't be withheld from them. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
And an interesting prototype has been unveiled in Paris, a tiny two-person electric car with a swappable battery and all recyclable parts to cost the equivalent of $10,000. The retired sprinter Usain Bolt is a big part of this venture. It's not clear if this B Nano ever comes to the U.S. It's aimed at trips of 15 miles or less. Denmark has carved out a reputation over the past few years for strange food. I mean, good strange. Take Noma, a legendary restaurant that sometimes serves moss. But that's tame compared to what some Danes are cooking up now. John Lawrenson reports from Copenhagen.
28-year-old chef Rasmus Munk shows me around The Alchemist, the gigantic $7 million new restaurant he's building on Copenhagen's old docks.
This is the main dining room, so the doors here will slide and it will go into this big dome.
It's like an observatory. Yeah.
Starting this summer, he's betting diners will pay some $600 to eat 50 courses over 6 hours. Munk is famous for his weird food.
We have, of course, dishes will be pushed for
worms, insects in the food. We use them flavor-wise, and we think it's a nice protein source, but also with a lot of flavor in it.
And now Danish chefs have a new resource at the Future Consumer Lab, recently set up at Copenhagen University.
This is the birthplace for food design. So this is really about food science in terms of really experimenting with the borders of what we as consumers nowadays consider as a food.
That's Director Vendor Breddy. He and his fellow scientists are developing foods of the future, like fermented sauces.
What's this stuff? Grasshopper garum. Yeah. Oh dear. Mealworm garum.
Yeah.
They're interested in finding protein source alternatives to meat that are healthier for people and the environment.
Here we have the
seal garum, which is a dark sludge. Oh my God.
Though for Chef Rasmus Munk, creepy crawlies are already run-of-the-mill.
So we use wood lice right now, called roly-polies in the US. Grasshoppers doing a kind of very tasty umami paste with it. But we don't tell necessarily the guest is in it, because it's not what is important for us right now.
So, as they say here before they tuck in, go appetit. In Copenhagen, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
And starting today, our series about elder financial abuse, including the frustrations of extricating a loved one from the grips of a con artist.
And I said, Dad, what's happening? What's wrong with you? Why won't you believe us?
A twisted heart case and a rare victory over a scammer, part of the Marketplace series, Brains and Losses, the bottom line on aging and financial vulnerability. Marketplace.org if you missed today's installment on the air, and listen for the one-hour special on many public radio stations nationwide. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Miguel Contreras. Our engineer, Brian Allison. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.